This is Diarus Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diarus. This is flyer number 1-4, entitled Why Masculists / MGTOWs Hate Fluffies and Gender Politicians. Description. This flyer gives the main reasons why masculists / MGTOWs have such hatred against fluffies and the gender politicians in the growing sex war. Flyer itself. Why masculists / MGTOWs hate fluffies and gender politicians. A third of women financially massacre men in Western countries. This figure is easily calculated. Half of marriages end in divorce. And 70% of divorces are started by women. That's 0.5 by 0.7 equals 0.35. That's about a third. These divorcing women are actually happy that they can ruin a man's life, take his kids from him, taking his house, using the gender laws passed by the male feminist, man traitorous gender politicians to force him to pay her child support, and if she's a fluffy, to pay her alimony so that she continues to parasite on him after the divorce the way she did before, and lately even to have divorce parties to celebrate the destruction of the quality of life of a human being, her ex-husband. That is one of the major reasons why masculists / MGTOWs hate fluffies. Fluffies are immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, who masculists / MGTOWs are now collectively and in ever greater numbers wiping out by refusing to have relationships with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. A fluffy is a slaver, a manslaver, and slavery is a war issue. The hatred of the Northern American abolitionists against Negro slavery in the 1800s caused the American Civil War. The masculist / MGTOW hatred of fluffy manslavery caused the current sex war. Men are going on strike all over the developed world. Interestingly, in China, where I currently live, if the divorcing wife is a fluffy, and the divorcing husband makes most of the money, then the custody of the children goes to him because he has the money to pay for them. That kind of gender law keeps women from financially massacring their husbands. A fluffy is a woman who expects to sit on her fat little ass in a house raising her kids and have some manslave pay for it all. That kind of system made some sense when there were a dozen kids and no contraception. She was as busy as the breadwinning husband, but those days are long gone. The contraceptive pill changed all that. Now women have 0, 1, or 2 kids mostly, so have half a century of career time. So now that women can work, they must work, because if they don't, then they're parasiting off the labour of a man. Communism is all about the exploitation of the labour of the employee by the employer. A similar logic applies between a robot male and a fluffy. So, there's a revolution going on now in the modern world, a sex role revolution, in which women are expected by men to be FIPs, financially independent persons, and pull their weight financially, or they'll be punished by simply not getting a man. Fluffies are finding increasingly that there are fewer and fewer men who are prepared to take the risk of getting married and having kids. Men look at the divorce statistics and the fluffy feminist biased divorce courts and say to themselves, no way, you'd have to be a fool to marry in today's world. No way. The gender politicians are also hated by the masculists / MGTOWs because it is they who created the gender laws that allow fluffies to massacre men financially and ruin their lives. These usually male feminist politicians care more about being re-elected than about their own sex. They are traitors to their own sex, so they have given the fluffy feminists, those with traditional attitudes towards males, that is, seeing them as exploitable checkbooks, in other words, manslaves, what they wanted in the divorce courts, that is, to be able to continue to exploit a male, to continue her manslavery of him, by having him continue to pay for her to sit on her fat little ass in his house so she can continue to raise her kids on his money. The gender politicians are hated by the MGTOW / MASCAs for another major reason, and that is the blatant sexual discrimination against men when it comes to a pregnancy unwanted by him. The gender politicians gave women the right to reject an unwanted pregnancy in the 70s, called the abortion right. Men have no equivalent. Men should have a para, paternity rejection right, that's equivalent to women's mara, maternity rejection right, which would allow him early on in a pregnancy, unwanted by him, to sign a paternity rejection form, so that he has no financial obligation to the child if the woman continues the pregnancy. If she does, the full cost of the child becomes her responsibility. The gender politicians reject this, which shows clearly that they don't give a shit about men, and that is why we hate them. So MASCAs / MGTOWs are becoming increasingly angry, increasingly hostile, and literally hitting back. If some fat feminist hits some MASCAs in the face, he, the MASCAs, hits her right back and probably then harangues her about her being a fluffy parasite regarding men. I notice the tone on Sandman's videos and comments, especially the comments, are becoming increasingly angry and bitter as more and more men wake up to the fact that we are being screwed by fluffies, by fluffy feminists, and especially by the gender politicians. We hate them all and are at war with them. As men, we can block BLOCK, we can block vote the gender politicians out. We can organise and target those gender politicians who vote against men's interests, putting fear into their hearts that they may lose the male vote, that is, half the population. Fluffies are dying out through lack of being able to reproduce themselves. MASCAs / MGTOWs refuse to have relationships with them. Men have the power to force women to be phips. One of the most critical ideas of the whole MASCAs movement. I'll say it again. Men have the power to force women to be phips. We don't have to whip them or bribe them. We simply refuse to have relationships with fluffy women. We prefer phip women because they take themselves far more seriously. They have bothered to have a career competent education and earn good money. They are financially independent. They are phip. The type of women that MASCAs demand that all women become. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can manage to get her financial claws into some robot male, some manslave. But such men are really getting scarce now. In a decade, they'll probably be under 10% of men under 35. Today, it's 30% in the US who are still robot males, manslaves. Men are phips by traditional conditioning, so men can take care of themselves and let fluffies rot on the shelf. How strong will MASCAs / MGTOW hatred become in the future? Will there be assassinations of gender politicians, of divorce court judges and lawyers? That would not surprise me. Such casualties are normal in a war, and there is certainly a sex war going on now. Men are now very angry and are taking action. They are voting with their feet by refusing to marry and have kids. This refusal is the most important phenomenon of our times, because everything that humans hold dear is predicated on their being humans. But the MASCAs / MGTOWs are wiping out the population by their refusal to marry and have kids. Actually, the real responsibility for the crash in the birth rate goes to the gender politicians, because they created the gender laws that have caused the sex war. The gender politicians are the genocidal criminals in this case, and are truly hated by the MASCAs MGTOWs for that. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, Degaris MASCAs / MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.